Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. We are on the air differently today on a morning. It is 10 o'clock. Can't believe it. It is March 10th, and it's been a while. I know I've been plenty busy. I'll get into that later on in the show. But this morning is a great opportunity for anybody that is out there that has struggled with one thing and one thing alone, doing something different. Why is it hard for people to start their lives over? That's the topic of the show today. This morning, I'm going to have a brief discussion with model actress Anna Coy about what makes people hesitant in doing something different, moving to another city, meeting new people, changing routines, why some people never do it, even though they complain about how they hate where they live, they hate their job, they hate the money they don't make, etc., and why some people don't think twice. Tune in, listen in, and guess what? We might even talk a little bit about modeling. 646-652-4479, just in case somebody might want to call in. But first and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest in, because I know she's busy today. I don't even really know how long I have her, but let's go ahead and bring in this young woman. She's made a decision to basically start her life over. She's coming from another state all the way to the Big Apple. And she's going to tell you a little bit about her story, but we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty about, again, what makes a person make a move like that. So let's go ahead and bring on in our guest this morning, Anna Coy. Anna, are you there?
Hey.
Good morning, Anna. How are you doing?
How are you?
Go ahead and give you a round of applause. There you go. Wake you up a little bit there. All right, cool. So first and foremost, Anna, go ahead and tell our audience just a little bit about you, just briefly.
My name's Anna Coy. I'm originally from the Dominican Republic and Czechoslovakia. I was born in Austria, and I've been living in the United States since I was 7, living in different states, just moving around with my mom. And I just recently moved to New York a couple months ago.
Oh wow! So you're just fresh off, aren't you? So
yep.
So let's get into the discussion then. My topic is, why is it hard for people to start their lives over? And when I say that, I literally mean starting over. When you're talking about moving from one city to another, one state, one country, as you mentioned, a lot of things are going to be different culturally, education, all that kind of good stuff there. So just first question, Anna, why do you think it is hard for people to start their lives over?
I think one of the biggest influencers to that would probably be who they're surrounded with and their family. Their family probably has been living in the same place for years, and their family lives in the same place, and they're just doing the same thing, and they're stuck in this, you know, routine of just doing what everyone else does. So it's scary when other people won't approve of, you know, you being adventurous and wanting to go out and explore and start something new. So I think that's a huge part of it.
Okay, let's talk about the routine aspect of it, being in the same routine. And sometimes it's good to have a routine. Of course, when you're working, most people have a routine, you know, show up on time and do whatever your tasks are, take your lunch, come back from lunch, take a break, come back from break, you know, so on and so forth. If it's school, you have a routine. You go to class, you do the work, you go to the next class, so on and so forth. But in life, when you get into a routine and that routine starts to kind of get you know, dull, boring, old, right? And you just kind of start feeling a certain way. Why do you think that routine can't be broken with some people even after they start complaining about they're tired of being in the same routine over and over again?
I guess some people think or believe that they have something good and they don't want to mess it up and possibly risk losing something good to gain something great. And going after something that's great is sometimes going to be a little risky, but it can be worth it. So I think it's just that fear, that little bit of fear of, you know, people judging them and losing the situation that they have to the unknown.
Oh, wow. So you mentioned, I was going to mention one thing, but then you threw in a second thing. First of all, you talked about risk, of course, but then judging them. Now, why do you think people, let's see, how can I ask this question? Why do you think, excuse me, why do you think people are so wrapped up in how people view them in regards to their personal life if those people are not in any way involved in their life? You see what I'm saying? If let's just say someone wants to move to Africa and be a doctor, why would somebody not do that because of how they perceive someone's going to feel about them moving to Africa and being a doctor? Why would that be such a big deal to a person that really wants to do it, but then they won't because they're afraid of how someone people would, you know, feel about that? And then the other part of that question is the risk. You know, yeah, a lot of stuff can happen going to Africa, I guess, right? I just use that as a blind example. But the risk of going, maybe not being able to find the right doctor's job, maybe not being able to find a home, things of that nature. What do you think the difference is between a person that will do and a person that won't do it?
I think that person is the person who just decided to take the untraditional route and kind of, you know, take the path that's lesser walked on. I don't know how to say it, but I guess especially with social media kind of like playing a big role in people's lives and how they promote themselves, there's a lot more criticism out there of people. If someone is doing something that, you know, the average person wouldn't do, you're obviously going to have that large group of people that are going to try to steer you away from that, just because some people don't want to see you do great things, and you know, other people are scared for you. But I think that's what it's all about, is just taking risks. And you can always go back, but you really have nothing by trying to leap forward. So let's
take this into you personally. And we won't get into too much detail because we have to do a, you know, a whole nother show just about you, of course. But just from you moving from one state to the big city, to the big city of New York, kind of give us just a little bit of an idea from, of course, leaving, you know, leaving Florida, okay, and then coming to New York. Just kind of give us just the shock value of it all. I mean, because when you initially, you know, when did you move? How was the weather when you moved from, of course, Florida to New York at the time? Kind of give us an idea about that.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I lived in different states when I was growing up, and it was mostly just because my mom wanted to, you know, move around a lot. So I wasn't really exploring to, like, my standards. It was to her standards, and she kind of kept me in this little box. So me coming to New York was really, like, my first time actually going out there and doing a big move all by myself, and I pretty much had the whole world in front of me to do whatever I wanted. So it was breathtaking, and it was scary for sure, really, really scary. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, when I'm adventurous and I'm exploring, my blood, you know, just starts to boil a little bit, and I just get excited, and and I just get like a natural high of life, you know, just to know that, you know, any possibility is out there for you to take. So when I came here, I came when the 2016 blizzard happened and we had like 12 inches of snow and I didn't know what to do with my life. Because all I had were just like, I had tank tops and like one coat. So it was definitely different coming from, you know, the beach and the sunshine and palm trees to
a snowstorm here
in New York. No. So I spent like my first you know, week or so, probably inside the house more than anything. And I was itching to go out and do things, but, you know, I had to lay low for a little bit just because of snow. But my family definitely helped me adjust. And today the weather is beautiful. It's completely different. It's going to be in the 70s, so it kind of reminds me a little bit of Florida. So I'm going to try to go out and get as much done as possible.
Okay. Well, that's a great description there. And again, some of that is really just on the basis of the risk and reward factor and you wanting to do it. And I guess that goes into, you know, why is it hard? You have to want to do something that's hard sometimes to be able to benefit. Because right now you're benefiting, you know, from just that little bit of experience you told us. And again, I'm not going to get into too much detail. So that's very exciting, and I appreciate that experience. Do you have any more time with us this morning?
Just a little bit.
All right, we're going to do a quick little break, and we're going to come right back and ask you a few more questions, okay? Everyone, mm-hmm. This is IMTN Worldwide Radio. We have our guest, the great Anna Coy, on the line. You have an opportunity to maybe even get to ask her a question, 646-652-4479. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
That was scary.
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and auto. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Would he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not wired. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my regular choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. Tune in to 107.9. Get the ADC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLEGT. Hit me on my email. Yeah, ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It it's time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated, 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, either live radio, MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now first rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
Chris, IMT and Worldwide Radio. We're back on the air. Today we're talking about why is it hard for people to start their lives over. And so this morning we have my special guest, actress and model Anna Coy. And the reason I actually played that song, most of y'all know, the regular listeners, that's a song called Competition. At the very beginning of that song, you might have heard a voice. Sounds kind of familiar. Guess what? That was Anna Coy doing my intro for that particular track. So that's why I played it, because guess what? Anna Coy is actually an actress and a model, and one of the big reasons of her moving to New York was to expand her possibilities in regards to the industry. Anna, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right. Anna, go ahead and tell the audience a little bit in regards to your aspirations and in regards to the modeling and acting industry.
Modeling is something that I've wanted to do for a while. And then just recently I've been kind of getting an interest in acting. I took an acting class when I was in college back in Florida, and I enjoyed it. So I feel like, you know, me being in New York is definitely the right place for me to be to kind of help develop those skills. And also dancing is something that I want to get into. Any type of dance that I've ever tried, you know, like if I was just randomly in a Zumba class, I always just kind of, you know, excelled pretty fast. And, you know, the instructor always kind of like pointed me out a little bit, and other people would, you know, watch me and the instructor. So I think it's something that's in my blood, and, you know, I just want to see where that goes. So
okay.
I have a lot of different little areas that I want to explore. So.
Okay, so you're a real triple threat then. So when that Rihanna song comes, you just bust out dancing, huh?
Yep.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, so
you've been able to manage the train system up there in New York and moving around and everything pretty good, huh?
Yeah, well, thank God it's 2016 and we have smartphones, so I've been using my GPS and subway apps and stuff to get around, and no one knows that I'm an outsider just because, you know, I secretly just maneuver quickly. So
that is great. And the reason that's important, of course, because all those auditions that you have to go to are all throughout the city. So that's one of the things where sometimes people are afraid of going to somewhere a little bit bigger if they're coming from a smaller place is, well, I'm going to get lost. Okay. And just like you mentioned, it's 2016. Everybody has access to a smartphone, so you don't get lost unless you just want to get lost, right? So, I wanted to bring that point up because that's usually one of the biggest hindrances from people, especially if they have talent, is that they just, you know, they're so afraid of not doing well, but just getting around and just putting themselves out there and things of that nature. And again, on another show, I'll get into more details of that, of course. Anna, go ahead and give the audience a few places where they can find you on social media.
My Instagram is Anna period Coy. So that's Anna with two N's and Coy, C-O-Y. I just started a Twitter and I'm kind of struggling with that. So follow me, help me out. It's Anna Maria Coy, so Anna Maria and then Coy, C-O-Y, all together. I also have Facebook, but I reach my friend limit, so you can find my fan page and go like that. And I'm also on Snapchat at VirgoXO.
All right, Miss Anna. Well, first of all, I appreciate you being on the show, taking time out your busy schedule today. I'm very happy for you in regards to your move to New York and the things that you've started on and going to continue to work hard. I really appreciate you joining me on my topic, why is it hard for people to start their lives over, and give people an example of how nice it can be when you actually do it, okay? Well, I'm going to let you go for now, and hopefully we'll be able to have you on the show very soon, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
All right, you take care.
You too.
Everyone, that was Miss Anna Coy. Concrete Jungle and all that kind of good stuff. You can see her on all those social media pages that she mentioned. Of course, listen to the show, and or you can even visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Be looking out for an article about her, which will also list all those social media sites. Of course, Anna is modeling and acting in New York, so be looking out for big things to come. So I'm going to continue this topic for a few minutes, and then I'm going to get off the air for today. Because the reason I haven't been able to do shows, and this is to my audience, 646-652-4479 is the number, of course. They're really busy. London, New York, L.A., Atlanta, Miami, there's New Orleans, there's new stuff happening in all those cities for me personally, so I've had to do a lot of work in regards to putting things together for individuals. Bear with me right here. Let's see, I got to kind of do some house cleaning real quick. All right, I'm back. So be looking out for new people, new projects, new photos, new video. One article is actually already up, a young lady out of Los Angeles, California. She's a fashion runway beauty model, swimsuit. Her name is Sayara, and you'll see her under Models and Talent, www.imtnworldwide.com. Have a story about her, have some video of her runway prowess on stage. It's a really good article. I really like it, actually. So you'll be looking out for more from people all across the board. Young lady over in London, Nala, Angelica also in New York, Janika in New Orleans, Majida in Tennessee, even have someone in Alabama, Raessa. So, and also a young lady from Nicaragua who lives in South Florida. Her name is Valentina. So I have a lot of new people that I'll be working with in 2016, so excited about that. And I also have some personal projects upcoming. So I've been really busy, haven't been on the air a lot, but I do plan to get back on schedule, back on track very soon. So definitely be sure to visit www.impnworldwide.com. In regards to the topic, why is it hard for people to start their lives over, Anna brought up a lot of different reasons, the risk part of it, how people feel about them doing something more. You almost can throw jealousy in there. There's a lot of people who are just flat out jealous of someone who does have a talent in one aspect or another, and they don't want to see someone succeed, just point blank. And they'll say it to their face, or they'll say it on social media, as Anna mentioned. There are so many ways to discourage a person from not ever doing anything. And a lot of people want to be miserable together. And that's a scary thought, that some people will go 30 years in their lives before they ever try to do something on their own. And that's kind of messed up, just being point blank about it. So at a certain point, if you decide that you do have a talent of some sort or a skill or an ability that everybody needs to see, you're kind of obligated for your own self to try to do it. Because I always tell people, until everybody tells you no, there's a chance that somebody will say yes. But you have to work a few years for that to happen. It might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, it could even be 15 years. Ask Colonel Sanders, KFC, read the story. Ask Morgan Freeman. When he got driving Miss Daisy, he was not like 20 years old. He wasn't 30. He was kind of like in his late 30s, 40s. And then he's been acting ever since, and he's somehow maintain the same age somehow, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you have to really think that you're going to have to try for 20 years before you hit it big. like Leo DiCaprio before he got his first Oscar. I'm pretty sure he thought he should have had one by now, right? Everybody keeps saying that, right? But he's 41 years old, I guess, now, and he got his first, you know. So you have to really think about, you know, timeline and say, you know, it's never too late. You know, I always tell people, I mean, heck, I've had a Jet Beauty of the Week, 37 years old. Wouldn't know she's 37 taking her picture, but she's in Jet Beauty of the Week at 37. But then on the flip side, I have someone in that's much younger than that, almost said the age on air, can't do that, but she wasn't really supposed to be in, but she made it happen. She got the picture got printed. She's a Jet Beauty of the Week, and nobody can take it away from her, you know. So it's really up to a person, how bad do they really want something to happen, how hard they're willing to work. So these last few minutes of the show, you just have to keep reminding yourself that if you have to start your life over, maybe the city that you're in, crime is really bad. You know, there's some stupid people out here lately, right? And at a certain point, especially if you have kids, you might have to up and leave. You might have to do it. So what's the alternative? Staying and then watching something happen to them, or leaving and going somewhere else where it's a little bit better? It's not better anywhere, really, but there's some places that are better than others, point blank, right? Or if you think that education is an issue where you're at and you need to get better education, I mean, think about all the kids ever that have ever moved from a cold state to a hot state to a cold state for the basics of education, you know? Of course, jobs. Jobs are out there. You just have to want to go get them. If you graduate from school and you know you're not going to get $100,000 a year for what your degree is where you live at, and you're not willing to move to Seattle to get your $100,000, well, guess what? That's your fault, right? To start your life over in the way that you put yourself out there, you have to be willing to do what is necessary, okay? And, of course, if it's a matter of your personal talent, maybe you can cook. Anna mentioned how, you know, dancing is something that she wants to do. Maybe you know how to cut grass real good. Whatever that might be, it's a matter of you got to look at the risk-reward factor of you not doing it, not trying to do it, okay? And on the basis of that, of course, if someone is trying to start something brand new and fresh, especially if it's a business, don't forget, that's something also that I help people do. Visit my website, innovativeenterprises.com, and you'll see all the stuff that I've done, conceptualizing businesses from scratch, branding, logos, websites, business plans, whole nine yards. There's people out there that have functional businesses because I've been able to help them move forward. And, of course, consulting-wise, if you already have a business and you need more customers, you need more revenue, all that stuff comes into play as well. So www.innovativeenterprises, there's one E in the middle of that, .com, and you can check that out. And, of course, on the entertainment side, imtnworldwide.com, you'll see plenty of examples of people who are doing more or had did more before meeting me or after meeting me, to where they have a portfolio, they have documentation of what they want to do, and they're in stuff, okay, point blank. So last 2 minutes of the show, why is it hard for people to start their lives over? We came up with some ideas why, but then also we came up with some reasons why you have to do it. Okay, and that's really important in how things are going nowadays, of course, of how just people perceive things. And you never just want to be woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? You want to be that person where you have no regrets, right? So you want to go ahead and put yourself in that position and then find out what happens, okay? Thanks again for my guest, Anna Coy, from coming on. Be looking out for a full show with her, documenting a lot about what she's doing in the industries and her life and things of that nature. And can't wait to have her on again as a guest. So that's going to end the show for this morning. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.